Peter Hart, attorney for Wilderness Workshop, a Carbondale group that's been working to protect the Thompson Divide south of Carbondale from natural gas drilling, says the lawsuit they filed with Pitkin County late last month is sort of an insurance policy.
Basically, our claim is, and this has been our claim for a long time, that the leases should have expired on their own terms before the BLM even moved to cancel them. So, you know, we think that SG's lawsuit is meritless, but our claims in this suit provide another layer of defense to make sure that the leases are ultimately eliminated.
The road leading to BLM's decision to cancel the 25 leases began during the Bush administration, when the agency leased over 80,000 acres of backcountry in Garfield, Mesa, and Pitkin counties without an environmental review. In 2007, the Interior Board of Land Appeals, BLM's internal judicial committee, identified the problem and said the agency had to go back and do the environmental review. And in 2013, BLM committed to reconsider its decision to sell the 65 leases, which resulted in the November 2016 decision to cancel 25 leases. Hart and Pitkin County, represented by Michael Freeman, an attorney with Earth Justice, are concerned about two things. First, that the current administration will roll back the BLM's decision to cancel the 25 Thompson Divide leases, or that SG Interests will win its February lawsuit contesting the decision to cancel the leases. But why file a lawsuit now when the Thompson Divide protections have not been rolled back and the judge has not yet ruled on the SG suit? Wilderness Workshop has always claimed that the 65 leases should never have been issued in the first place. Michael Freeman says their lawsuit is like an insurance policy because the judge will know the whole story.
The complaint that SG filed makes all kinds of allegations about their view of why what BLM did was wrong. SG essentially is telling its side of the story, but an important part of that story is that these leases should have expired on their own terms 4 years ago, and these leases should have been terminated regardless of what BLM did with the cancellation decision.
Senator Michael Bennett introduced legislation in January to permanently protect the Thompson Divide from natural gas development. But until that legislation is in place, the area remains vulnerable.
And his proposal would allow leaseholders with leases up there to relinquish those, and it provides compensation for SG Interests to relinquish not only the leases that have been canceled by the BLM, but also the leases in the Wolf Creek Storage Field, which were not canceled by the BLM, but where SG has drilling proposals still sort of hanging out there.
The town of Carbondale is considering joining Wilderness Workshop in Pitkin County in the lawsuit, but has yet to make a decision. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.